අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේ අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර
Dear students, you are welcome to Ruhunu Guru Kedara educational program. I am Kasuni Ishara, a teacher from at Kandura Sivali Mahavidyalaya. Today, you are going to learn adjectives. This lesson focuses on Unit 9 of your pupil's book. Once you finish this lesson, you will be able to form adjectives properly. Children, we have already done a lesson on adjectives. In that lesson, we learned how to use adjectives to describe people only. It was Unit 1, Lesson 4. Today, we are going to practice more on adjectives. We are going to learn how to form adjectives. Now, I am going to read a very small story, Pat and Ben. Pat and Ben are good friends. They like to play at this big pond. Pat looks for little fish and Ben looks for green frogs. Ben grabs a big frog, but it was too fast. The frog quickly jumped into the cold water with a big splash. Next, the yellow sun came out and it got very hot. Pat and Ben sat down in the green grass to take a short nap. Now I'm going to read it again. Pat and Ben are good friends. They like to play at the big pond. Pat looks for little fish and Ben looks for green frogs. Ben grabs a big frog, but it was too fast. The frog quickly jumped into the cold water with a big splash. Next, the yellow sun came out and it got very hot. Pat and Ben sat down in the green grass to take a short nap. So, I hope you have got the words that describes the nouns in the story. So, let's see the answers. First one is good. Second one, big. Third one, green. Fourth one, little. Fifth one, cold. Sixth one, yellow. Seventh one, short. I will repeat the answers. First one, good. Second one, big. Third one, green. Fourth one, little. Fifth one, cold. Sixth one, yellow. Seventh one, short. I think you have done the activity well. So, my dear students, adjectives are describing words. Adjectives are describing words. An adjective describes or gives more information about a noun or a pronoun. An adjective describes or gives more information about a noun or a pronoun. Adjectives are always placed before a noun. Adjectives are always placed before a noun. Some examples are: first one, good friends. Here, the noun friends is described by the word good. Second example, green frog. The noun frog is further described by the word green. So children, today our purpose is to learn how to form adjectives correctly. How are adjectives formed? How is the noun beauty converts to beautiful, which is an adjective? How is the noun beauty converts to beautiful, which is an adjective? We can use suffixes to change nouns and verbs into adjectives. We can use suffixes to change nouns and verbs into adjectives. I hope you remember the lesson we did on prefixes and suffixes. In that lesson, we learned how the suffixes change the word class of the base word to which it is added. In the lesson on suffixes, we learned how the suffixes change the word class of the base word to which it is added. Now, let's learn some suffixes that are used to form adjectives. Here are the examples. First one, L-E-S-S, less. The suffix less usually means without something. L-E-S-S. The suffix less usually means without something. For example, hope become hopeless. Help becomes helpless. Care become careless. While F-U-L, full, suffix full usually means to have something. F-U-L, full, the suffix full usually means to have something. Example, hope becomes hopeful. Help becomes helpful. Care become careful. Let's see the next example. I-S-H means like something. The suffix I-S-H means like something. For example, child become childish. That means like a child. Brown become brownish, like brown. Here children, brown is an adjective. So we can use suffix ish to make another adjective by adding it to an adjective. Next one, en we use en for materials, which means made of. We can use en for materials, which means made of. For example, wood becomes wooden. That means made of wood. Wool become woolen. That means made of wool. The next suffix, a, b, l, e, able. When added to a verb, able creates adjectives that express an ability. A, B, L, E. When added to a verb creates adjectives that express ability. For example, drink becomes drinkable. That means can be drunk. Second one, read becomes readable. That means can be read. Next one, I-V-E. The suffix I-V-E is added to a verb. It makes the adjective. I-V-E. When added to a verb, it makes the adjective. For example, attract becomes attractive. Act becomes active. Next suffix, S-O-M-E. When it is added to a verb, it makes the adjective as follow. S-O-M-E. When it is added to a verb, it makes the adjective as follow. For example, trouble becomes troublesome. O become awesome. Quarrel becomes quarrelsome. Let's move on to the next suffix. I-O-U-S. When this suffix added to the noun, there is a spelling change. I-O-U-S. When this suffix added to the noun, there is a spelling change. For example, mystery become mysterious. Luxury become luxurious. My dear children, here the last letter Y is omitted and we add I-O-U-S. The last suffix, O-U-S. When this suffix is added to the noun, it becomes the adjective. For example, adventure. Adventure becomes adventurous. Danger. Danger becomes dangerous. Monster. Monster becomes monstrous. Okay, children, let's move on to the task sheet I have given you previously. Let's take the first activity. Here you have to choose and write the correct adjective in the proper place. In the first activity, you have to choose and write the correct adjective in the proper place. First first one. The blank beggar wore blank clothes. Within brackets, homeless / dirty. The answer is the homeless beggar wore dirty clothes. Second one. The blank giant lived in an blank castle. Within brackets, ugly / old. The answer is the ugly giant lived in an old castle. Third one. The blank girl ate a blank apple. Within brackets, little / juicy. The answer is the little girl ate a juicy apple. Fourth one. The blank cat chased the blank mouse. Within brackets, fat / frightened. The answer is the fat cat chased the frightened mouse. Fifth one. The blank monster had a blank nose. Within brackets, evil / hideous. The answer is the evil monster had a hideous nose. The last question. The blank clown had blank boots. Within brackets, funny / colorful. The answer is the funny clown had colorful boots. Okay, children, I hope you have got all correct. Now, let's do the second activity. Here you have to write the opposite of the given adjective. In the second activity, you have to write the opposite of the given adjective. First one. The kind hostess made sure that everyone was blank within brackets sad. The answer is the kind hostess made sure that everyone was happy. Second one. In spite of being blank within brackets poor, she leads a miserable life. The answer is, in spite of being rich, she leads a miserable life. Third one. He wants to be a blank within brackets unsuccessful actor. The answer is he wants to be a successful actor. Fourth one. Iron is a blank within brackets useless metal? The answer is iron is a useful metal. Next one. The necklace was so blank within brackets cheap that I could not afford it. The answer is the necklace was so expensive that I could not afford it. Sixth one. The pants were too blank within brackets tight, so he wore a belt. The answer is the pants were too loose, so he wore a belt. Okay, children, I hope you have got all correct answers. So, for further practice, you can complete the activity 9 and 10 in your pupil's book, page number 98 and 99 respectively. Now, we have come to the end of the today's lesson. I hope you will practice more with your teachers. Goodbye, children. Hope to meet you all with another interesting lesson. Stay safe.
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර සම්බන්ධව ඔබට මතුවන ගැටලු සහ ඔබේ අදහස් පළ කිරීමට දැන් SMS සේවාවක් සක්‍රියයි. ඉංග්‍රීසි විෂයට අදාළ පාඩම පිළිබඳව ඔබට ගැටලුවක් වේ නම් ENG හිස්තැනක් Q හිස්තැනක් ප්‍රශ්නය පැහැදිලිව සරලව සඳහන් කොට ඉංග්‍රීසි අකුරෙන් වෙනත් ආකාරයකින් කියන්නේ නම් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් වලින් ලියා 0.7481 0.7481 අංකයට යොමු කරන්න. ඔබට යම් අදහසක් හෝ යෝජනාවක් හෝ ඉදිරිපත් කරන්නට තිබේ නම් ඔබ කළ යුත්තේ ඉහත Q අක්ෂරය වෙනුවට C අක්ෂරය යෙදීමයි.
අවකාශයේ පාසල
මීන් අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර